Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. And this morning, our guest is Kermit Baker, who is the chief economist with the American Institute of Architects. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Kemp.
Thanks for being with us. I always enjoy these because there are a lot of people that follow this index, and you just came out with the latest index, and it's showing some improvement, but still below 50.
Yeah, we're tracking billings at architecture firms, and that's proven to be a very accurate leading indicator for the broader construction sector, as you might expect. Before it gets built, architects need to design it. And we track these trends. We index it around 50, and at 50 it indicates that it's holding its own. We've been below 50 ever since early 2008, and looked like it was coming back a little bit. Numbers were very, very weak earlier this year. Looked like it was coming back a little bit in the spring. The March, April, May numbers were heading back up to 50, and then we took a bit of a dip in June, went back down to the upper 30s, and that got us a little bit concerned. Were we heading back down again? You know, was the economy getting weaker? Was the construction market going to fall back down into the abyss that we had seen last fall and earlier this winter? And so we were happy to see at least with the July number bounce back to the low 40s at 43, and looks like it is resuming its slow but steady path to a recovery.
Do you have any theories on why it took that little dip last month?
No, I think there were some problems, in the economy. Then some problems in credit and lending, and I think we just caught a bad month in for design firms. But I think the longer term trend, fortunately, is climbing and scratching back up to a recovery.
But when you think about economic recovery, you know, what's working for us and what's working against us?
Well, we had a lot of corrections that we had to deal with in terms of in the housing market, first of all, that just a lot of overbuilding and prices rising to unsustainable levels, and that easy credit that we were seeing in housing was moving over to the non-residential markets, and a lot of construction activity probably got ahead of itself, too. And so this recession is serving to get both of those markets back in line, and it's a very, very painful process. But I think recently we've seen some good signs that we're moving in the right direction. On the housing side, production is way down, so we're working off this excess inventory. Prices are off, so it's now more affordable for the first-time buyer. And on the non-residential side, we're also seeing some of the credit come back in line with what makes sense in this environment, and I think we're going to see tighter credit moving forward, too, and a bit more attention to what projects get funded and which ones don't.
So there's a direct correlation between what's going on in the housing market and what's going on the non-residential side.
Well, obviously, you build new homes, and that generates need for new stores and new office buildings and new schools and new healthcare facilities and things like that. So in the long run, those two are very tightly correlated. That we did get ahead of ourselves earlier this decade on the housing side, and we didn't see as severe of a downturn earlier this decade in housing as we saw on the non-residential side. And now housing is going through a very steep downturn. The non-residential downturn is going to be severe, but in all likelihood not as severe as what we've seen in housing. So, yeah, they do balance out in the long run, and we're seeing the correction now on the non-residential side for these fewer homes that are being built.
And as we look at the vertical sectors of the commercial markets, you know, hospitality, education, office, healthcare, are you seeing some strength in certain areas?
Well, the commercial side is clearly the weakest. That relies on really private sector financing. The institutional side, the sectors you mentioned, healthcare and education, government facilities, tend to be a little more stable. They're seeing a bit more benefit coming out of federal stimulus funding, too. Not a lot, but we're seeing some money going into schools, going into healthcare, that we're not seeing into the traditional commercial sectors, which would be office, retail, hotel, and even the industrial and distribution side. So looks like when we get through this one, the institutional sectors won't have been hit as hard as the commercial side of the market, but both of them, by historical standards, are seeing pretty weak conditions.
As a senior research fellow at Harvard, I'm sure you guys look at projections. Do you have a projection as far as when this AIA index might come up above 50? Any guess?
Well, as I suggested, we're seeing, you know, this is a very painful process, but we are seeing, you know, necessary steps being made to get our economy and get the construction sector back in recovery mode. It looks like on the housing side, we've hit a bottom. We've seen numbers improve for home sales. We've seen numbers improve for home building housing starts over the last 4 to 6 months. The housing market went down about a year and a half before the non-residential market went down. We probably are going to see similar timing on the upside, too. So that would mean we're probably not going to see an improvement in construction until well into 2010. But design activity leads that. So if construction picks up in, you know, mid to late 2010, we should see design activity pick up earlier in the year. So I'm guessing by early 2010, we should start to see some improvement in our index.
Okay, early 2010. All right, you know, Kermit, you're an amazing man. You're not only a senior research fellow at Harvard, you're the chief economist for the American Institute of Architecture, but you also, you wear another hat, and you've been talking a little bit about, you do know what's going on the residential market because you're with the Joint Center of Housing Studies, which is another division at Harvard. And I recently heard an interview you did where you were talking about how housing starts are up, but the remodel market is lagging there. And I was wondering if you had any idea on, doesn't remodeling usually kick in before the builder market or in previous recoveries?
No, it typically kicks in a little bit after. You know, the new construction is a bit more cyclical, and you generally see remodeling kick in 3 to 6 months later. A little bit longer lag this time. Again, housing peaked in home building peak in early 2006, and remodeling was strong through most of 2007. So, you know, what we're seeing in terms of the weakness on the remodeling side now is really some fallout from the broader housing market. You know, weak house prices make it difficult for homeowners that want to do a home improvement to get financing. They have less equity to finance those purchases, and when home values aren't going up, there's less of an incentive to reinvest in your home. So I think again that we're going to see some improvement on the remodeling side, but it is you know, we need to see a recovery in the fundamentals of the housing market, like I say, in terms of prices and inventory levels and things like that, before we're going to see the remodeling market recover too.
Well, I just did an editorial recently with Floor Focus magazine. We're calling this kind of the post era of extravagance that we're going into now. And you know, homeowners have kind of a different attitude about what might be the new state of the way to live. And so we have that perhaps working against us as far as spending money on housing and remodeling and living the plush life. But on the same side, we also have this echo era. We have kind of the children of the baby boomers that are moving into the household ownership age. You want to talk a little bit about that for a second?
Well, I think you're right. You know, in terms of the first thing, as you said, the post-extravagance, I think that we went through a decade where some of the economic incentives were distorted a bit. You know, we saw house prices increasing 6, 8, 10% per year. Yeah, we saw favorable financing, very easy credit, and I think it encouraged folks to overconsume. It encouraged folks to overimprove their homes. It encouraged households to try to buy a home that maybe really didn't qualify in a traditional financial sense because they saw the tremendous returns that they could get from this with the run-up in the housing market. So I think we're returning back to what life was like prior to this period of easy credit. You know, back in the 80s and 90s, I think we had good, healthy housing markets and good, healthy remodeling markets. I think we'll get back to those levels in the near future, too, without this overheating that we saw over the last decade. And I think exactly what you're suggesting, what's going to drive that return to normalcy is you know, good solid demographics coming online. We have the baby boomers' children that are entering the housing market, and they're a huge generation, bigger than the baby boomers in numbers. And we have very strong, or have until recently, very strong immigration into the country, which has supported a lot of housing and remodeling activity. And assuming that that immigration trend picks up again once the U.S. economy recovers, I think we've got really double-barreled strong demand for the residential markets over the next 10 or 15 years. I think we'll see very healthy levels of production and improvements once we get out of this recession.
All right. I appreciate it, Kermit. It's always good to talk to you, and we're about out of time. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who, as I said, holds many hats, but primarily the senior research fellow at Harvard, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.